Oliver Dixon on SAFM.
21 minutes after 5 p.m., you're listening to the Monday edition of Beyond the Headlines. Kusatu has its elective conference going, and we've been talking about that for quite a while on the show this afternoon. The question I want to start here with is whether or not Kusatu is still relevant as a party to the tripartite alliance. And this is, of course, speaking on the back of the fact that it's disgruntled at the ANC, but doesn't seem to be able to hold the ANC to account when it comes to worker issues. Mamokgethu Molopiane, who is a Labour analyst, is with us. Mamokgethu, let's start there. Is Kusatu still the federation it once was?
No, it's not. Like, all of us change as we move through the ages and time. So does Kusatu. And we have seen it become a formidable force in the fight for struggle. But now, in the 21st century, now the issues that are facing workers, Kusatu seems to be struggling in responding to them. But also politically, its marriage, so as it were, to in the alliance partnership seems to have weakened it. So it has become the weaker part, the weaker partner in the alliance partnership. By that I mean, it has seen most of its leaders leave Kusatu, the federation, ascend to higher offices in government, and in so doing, hollowing out that institutional knowledge. And over time, it has also been caught up in the dynamics of a very business-orientated federation, as we have seen through its affiliates. So yes, it is not the same, and unfortunately, not the same in a bad way, in that it's finding itself absolutely weakened and almost losing ground with the reality of what a worker is affected by modern-day South Africa.
Mm. You start there by saying that the leadership of the federation over the years has obsessed itself with higher office. Would it then be fair to characterize Kusatu leadership as using it as a platform for careerism?
Yes, absolutely. And not only that, it's not just about careerism. It's opportunistic. It's Machiavellian tactics that are being used to ascend to higher offices, to higher office by individual leaders within individual unions and by the collective within the federation. And they might disagree with me about this, but we have seen Congress after Congress how individuals are lobbied, how factions lobby and surround themselves around a particular leader, and how individuals are deemed popular or unions are deemed popular,
yeah,
can be expelled and so on. But also we have seen it evolve. It's become dominated by public sector unions. Private sector unions have a far lesser voice. They have far fewer members. So those dynamics, that landscape that is continuously shifting, as it were, like streams to a river, has determined and influenced the kind of Kusatu we are seeing today. Mm. We have also, on the positive, seen a Kusatu that dynamically in terms of gender has become more evolved. However, it is still mostly a federation, mostly male dominated, and where women play peripheral role in federations and are often ascribed expected roles like the women structure. And so we have seen that. But absolutely, in the broader sense, it has become that ladder to a higher office, that ladder to a better standing, to a better position, to a better living condition. And to quote a former leader of ANC who said, "We did not get into the struggles to be poor," the same can be packed in line with what some of the individual leaders in the federations are, even in the secretaries of individual unions are. They see this vehicle to a better life for themselves.
You say there's an ever-growing cleavage between the federation, its leaders, as well as understanding workers and workers' issues. Of course, workers' issues have evolved over the years and manifest differently today than, say, 20 years ago. Industrialization, the proliferation of unfettered capital has shifted what workers' issues look like. Would you ascribe that chasm towards the leadership just not being on the ground, or are there other factors that has contributed to that?
There are other factors that have contributed to that. Obviously, the globalization, the pace of technological change that accompanies globalization, and the continuously shifting modes of production that capital reinvents,
yeah,
so as to make the worker less useful, but while at the same time extracting surplus value out of them. The shifting goalposts, as it were, that capitalism and the world, as you know, global markets are, the availability of cheap labor, the precariousness of work, what is now known as work, how it has evolved over time, but also the work, the kind of person that goes into a workplace, the industries that are changing and have become more dominant now, that do not necessarily were not necessarily are not necessarily traditionally dominated by workers who are inclined to belong to a union, for example, the banking industry, those middle management kind of, or those that are seen as middle management or upper white collar workers kind of jobs. So that has over time evolved and has found a federation in South Africa, but not necessarily unique, and I must emphasize this, not necessarily unique to South Africa. A federation that is struggling to keep up with the pace, as it were. I remember.
Is there an opportunity to reinvent, Mamuket?
It is, but they continuously miss it because they are caught up in the politics of individuals, and as Gwede Mantashe, I like to use this a lot, like to say the preoccupation with leadership faction battle in the ANC.
Yeah, what that would that reinvention look like?
A federation or trade unions that are able to respond to young workers, that are able to merge issues of work and society, because young people who do not have work are not just simply looking for work, but they go back home. If you are coming to look for work, you go back home into a society. So a federation that merges societal, socioeconomic issues that affect a worker at work and as a person and as a member of society.
Does that call for the federation to be worker-led?
Yes. Absolutely. It's about time. It should be.
Thank you so much for your time, Mamuketi. Really, really do appreciate it. Fantastic insights there. Labour analyst Mamuketi Molopiane giving her reflection on the COSATU conference taking place right now. Do you agree with her on the state of affairs of COSATU? Give us that call, 086-000-2032, 086-000-2032. I'm also taking your WhatsApp voice notes on 0614-104-107. We can squeeze in a WhatsApp voice note before we go to the news headlines.